Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 and after the hour, 26, I guess it is, until the hour. It's good to have you back, as always, folks. And I'm excited about having Dan Danner back on the show. Dan is oversees the federal public policy activities for the National Federation of Independent Business, the NFIB. And Dan has been with us in the past and to talk to us about what's going on in Washington, D.C. And as you know, folks, I was there twice. I've been there twice in the last 60 days working with different groups there, the SBA and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And the NFIB is, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, I've been a member of the NFIB for over 15 years, a lot longer than I've been doing the radio show, and I believe in what they do. They're an organization you've heard me mention numerous times, not just when some of their members are here. I'm always encouraging you to find out what the NFIB is doing and see if you can't find a way to support them. But I'm glad to have Dan here. He's one of the guys who helps make it happen on Capitol Hill on our behalf. Dan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be back with you again.
Well, it's good to have you back. And I'm glad that you're here to give us a report, even though the report isn't a great report. It's an okay report. And I guess the reason I'm saying that is some things have gotten done for small business owners. Mostly, it seems, extensions of things we already had. But a couple of really big things that we needed to have happen just didn't make it. And I'd like for you to talk to us about that a little bit.
Sure. In the what got done, there was a tax bill that I guess most people weren't paying attention to, but it did extend expensing, something that a lot of small business owners use, at the $100,000 level for another 2 years.
And $108,000, I think, is the new number. And this is an issue, though. I think it's important to stop for a moment, Dan, and point out to the audience that this is an issue that the NFIB worked hard on for a number of years to make the Section 179 expensing increase to the level that it is.
Absolutely, Jim. Just a couple of years ago, it was $27,000,
and only a couple of years before that, it was nothing.
That's right. It was $17,500, and then it was nothing.
Yeah.
So, where large corporations can use complicated depreciation tables, this gives a small business the ability to write off in 1 year certain investments they make in their business. So it is a big deal. It's something that goes right to the bottom line, and we're delighted to have it extended for 2 additional years.
Well, the thing that it did really helped an awful lot on, Dan, and a lot of people don't realize this, and these aren't nuances that I'm, you know, carving out of a tax bill. This is real rubber meets the road kind of stuff out there, Dan. This allowed America's small businesses to really ramp up their technology and their equipment and their software and their capability to be more competitive in the 21st century. And I don't think you correct me if you think I'm overstating this, Dan. But I don't think that there's any single thing that was more important to the growth of the economy than the Section 179 extending up to $100,000 for small businesses. What do you think?
No, I agree. Certainly, there are plenty of examples that it made a big difference for lots of small businesses who went ahead with investments in their business that they probably wouldn't have made otherwise.
Well, and see, the other thing is, so much of the technology that we're buying today is obsolete before the old depreciation tables played out.
Yes, sir.
We still had computers on the books 2 years after they were obsolete.
Well, they're becoming, as you know, obsolete faster and faster. So, being able to replace them and stay up with technology is important if you want to stay in business today.
Right. And, of course, the news here is that it was extended. I think the increased, it increased, if I'm not mistaken, Dan, it increased the amount to $108,000. And it extended, what, did it extend it through 2009 or 10? What was the
date? Through 2010.
2010.
Yes.
Which here's what gets me, though, Dan. This, you know, we, it's almost like, okay, small business owners, we're going to give you this, but not forever. We're going to take it away from you. Anytime in the future, we might take this away from you. So, which really to me is a little half-hearted. Dan, what do you think?
Yeah, that seems to be where we are with most of the tax law right now. Most of it is temporary. That, you know, that includes other things that were done on capital gains and dividends and the alternative minimum tax. They're all temporary.
Which I want you to talk to us about when we come back after these messages. We're going to take a quick one, folks. We've got to pay some bills. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. We'll be right back with Dan Danner. He's with the NFIB. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Dan Danner, Vice President. With National Federation of Independent Business, he's in charge of the federal policy issues that the NFIB works hard on every day for you. And I know a bunch of Dan's folks have been on the show over the years, and the folks who he oversees to make sure that they get their job done there up there on Capitol Hill. And Dan, there's big doings coming up in a couple of weeks at the NFIB, isn't there?
Yes, sir. It's the 5th NFIB Small Business Summit here in Washington. We got a great group of speakers. We're going to take the whole group for a visit to the Hill. It's always important to have legislators know and hear and see firsthand what the concerns of small business are. And we have some breakout sessions during our 2.5 days on helpful things for small business owners, like data security and using technology to grow your business, risk insurance, and others. So we've got a great 2.5 days that I think will be both informative and helpful to them and their bottom line of small business owners.
Well, absolutely. And, folks, I encourage you to go to NFIB.com, and on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a little icon that says NFIB Summit, a 2006 National Small Business Summit. You'll see that's a little picture of Capitol, a little icon of the top of the Capitol building there. So click on that and find out more about that. I've been to several of these, and Dan, it's always a good time. If I'm not mistaken, Dan, you don't have to be a member of the NFIB to attend. If you'd like to find out what NFIB is all about, they can still come, can't they?
Absolutely, we would love for you to come. And we have a good friend of yours also. The other advocate, Tom Sullivan, the SBA head of advocacy.
And
I know a good friend of yours, Jim.
Oh, absolutely. No, Tom's the best, and I know he cut his teeth with you guys initially
absolutely.
Before he went over to the SBA Office of Advocacy. I'm glad to see Tom's going to be there, and I know he'll do a good job for you guys. Okay, Dan, let's get back into some of the public policy stuff. Some of the stuff that got done was the we talked about the direct expensing section 179, the capital gains tax, and the dividend tax was extended too, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. They were both extended for 1 year, and another big item of interest, I think, to small businesses, unfortunately, it was just 1 year, was an additional year of help on the alternative minimum tax, which is a giant out there that's going to start hitting more and more individuals and small business owners. There was a help for that, but it was only for one tax year.
Right. Well, I understand, and you know, it still blows me away. Here's, I guess maybe we should be grateful as small business owners, Dan. We should be grateful for what we have, but it's almost like our politicians have said, you know what? we are going to give you this, but we're not completely committed to you for, you know, all the way down the road. We're always going to be able to pull this sucker out of your hand. We're going to be able to pull lick the red off your candy in the future. So you better make sure that you take good care of us politicians, or we'll just take this away from you. That's the attitude I get about that. Am I wrong about that?
No, I agree. And unfortunately, it's all short term. The one big issue that's the thing we hear about the most that we're still not able to get accomplished is to provide some help in the cost and availability of health care for small business.
That was the big failure for May, wasn't it?
It was. We've passed legislation through the House 8 different times. We did get a vote on the Senate floor this time, which is the farthest we've ever gotten on small business.
Got it out of committee in April, so it could go to the floor in May.
Yes,
and
sir.
When it went to the floor, when they voted on the procedural vote to avoid the filibuster option, it didn't make it, did it?
Did not. We got 55 votes, but unfortunately, in the way the Senate works now, a majority is not enough, and we needed 60 votes, and so we couldn't even get them to the place they would discuss the merits of the bill, which is really a crime in our opinion.
42 Democrats and one Republican voted against it.
Yes,
54
sir.
Republicans and one Democrat voted for it. Dan, the Democrats, as I said before, there are a lot of bones that I've got to pick with the Republicans, but the Democrats are just wrong on small business health plans.
I would agree. You know, it's really a shame. It's a shame we can't get done what is the number one issue for small business. So
when I travel around the country, Dan, and I ask small business owners, when I speak all over the country to small business groups and I ask them, what is the thing that's the biggest concern for you right now? They don't say competition. They don't say globalization. They don't say access to capital. They don't say I need more sales. They say providing health care and better benefits packages for the good people I need to hire.
No question. And we hear the exact same thing. The health care costs too much. I can't find it. My premiums go up 15-20% a year, and nobody in Washington seems to care. It's really a shame.
Well, the other thing, I'd like to trot out another name, and we come back after these messages. We're going to take a break in a second. And I want to get your opinion. You might not want to comment on this, and if you don't, that's okay, but I will. And that's a group that I was told was the single, you know, as hard as the NFIB and others were working for small business health plans, this group was working hard against us. And I'm gonna say their name right after these messages. It's actually 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back with Dan Danner. He's with the National Federation of Independent Business. National Federation of Independent Business, and Dan individually and NFIB as a group, folks, works very hard every day for you and me, small business owners, for all of us out here who work without a net, who make payroll every Friday, like me and like you, and those of you who want to be small business owners. The NFIB is one of those organizations that works very hard, not only at the federal level, but at the state level, all 50 state houses. NFIB works hard to influence public policy issues, the debate and the laws that are passed and the regulations that are formed from those laws, to make sure that they aren't unduly onerous and harmful for small business. And Dan, on behalf of my audience, thank you for that.
Thank you, Jim. We appreciate all that you do to get the concerns of small business out there and the voice of small business. That's one of the biggest challenges for small businesses, to be heard and be seen and in the state capitals and here in Washington.
Well, my audience has heard me say many times before, there's an investment that you need to make, every small business owners, you need to make every year, and that's in an organization like the NFIB. It won't cost you a lot of money, but your money aggregated with all the thousands and millions of other small business owners out there will give us the kind of voice that we need in Washington, D.C. We need your voice. For example, Dan, we needed your voice to have been about 10 times more powerful than the AARP in this healthcare public, the small business healthcare plans. That's the group, folks, that you've heard me mention before in the last 3 weeks or so. Dan, my operatives and my friends in D.C. who do the things that you do, you and I haven't talked about it up until now, but they told me that the single biggest organization, the single organization that had more to do with killing small business health plan was the AARP, and that makes them, in my opinion, the newest enemy of small business. Dan, what do you think?
They certainly were a big part of the debate, and the interesting thing is, one interesting thing, we had not heard from them before. They made no attempt to sit down and talk about the concerns. They just rolled out a lot of ads and made a lot of accusations that we think were incorrect about the bill at the last minute, and that's a shame.
Well, folks, if you're a member of the AARP and you are a small business owner, I don't understand that. I don't understand the connection there. If you're a person who's an AARP, you're retired, and you have children who are small business owners, the organization that you may be a member of, the AARP, they are doing something that could be harming your family members. I really think that there ought to be accountability for actions, Dan, in my opinion, and I think the AARP should be held accountable for that vote.
I agree. That
influence.
I agree, and we would certainly welcome the debate openly, anytime, any place, anywhere. But they did not attempt to do that. They started running ads, making accusations that we think are entirely incorrect.
Well, we're going to invite the AARP on this show to defend themselves, and they're welcome anytime. If they're listening right now, they're welcome to call us anytime. We'll get them on sooner, but we're trying to work that out because I'd like to get them on here. Dan, in the couple of minutes we got left, what are some new things that you guys are working on? We got the death tax possibly. Is there any way to get it repealed this year, or are we just going to get it extended?
We're going to get a vote probably in the next 2 weeks on repeal. I think it's still an uphill battle. We're still hopeful. We never give up. I think if we're not successful on repeal, there will be discussions of some sort of compromise, and I don't know if that's doable or not. But right now, we want to have a vote on full repeal, and because that's the right thing to do, and hold everybody in the Senate's feet to the fire and see where they are.
So,
and we'll see what happens after that.
So it basically phases out to 2010 to nothing.
Yes, sir, and then it comes back.
And in 2011, it comes back full force.
Yes, sir. Comes
Amazing.
Back to where it was before we started.
Don't you think that the people who passed a law like that ought to be ashamed of themselves?
It is a terrible way to legislate, and I think those that passed it are probably betting on that something will get done before 2010, so that won't happen. But it is really a terrible way to legislate and leaves any small business in a situation where you can't plan for your future. And that's
I got an idea, Dan. We ought to work on this together. I think this is the way we ought to pay our legislators, have their pay based on this kind of legislation. Well, we're going to phase out your pay until you do better. We might create and we might give you your full pay later on, but we'll think about it. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea, Jim.
give us your website again, Dan.
www.nfib.com.
And check out the summit, folks. It's coming up in about 3 weeks, and you can go. Thanks, Dan. See you later. Got to go for this hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.